नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। We are reading from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are in 7th chapter and the chapter is entitled Killing of the Demon Trinavart. But the section which we are discussing now is Sri Krishna is now 3 months old and he has changed his side on his own, called Uthan ceremony. He's holding his head, something which is a big festival in Gokul. And Mother Yashoda invited all the ladies. And the big festival going on, Krishna, nicely breastfed by Mother Yashoda, and when he was feeling sleepy, he was put under a cart which was in the outside the palace of Nanda in a courtyard, and on the top of the cart were so many silver and golden utensils full of butter, milk, ghee, yogurt, everything. And Krishna was sleeping under that. And a demon, Utkach, his name was Utkach. And he was the nephew of Hiranyakashipu somehow. And he had a boon that he is unseen, airy body. And he entered into that cart, Shatak. And he wanted to kill Krishna by pressing Krishna under the cart. And Krishna is 3 months old, baby. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is God when he is on the lap of the mother, and Krishna is God when he is speaking Bhagavad Gita. He is God all through. So by the touch of his lotus feet, to the axle of the car dismantled. And a big sound there. Why Krishna did this? And what the Nanda Baba and cowherd men did? So this is what we are discussing. Why Krishna did this? Well, Krishna was thinking, I am Ras Raj. Krishna is Ras Raj, Akhil Ras Murti. And on top of me, they have put the Gau Ras. The Gau Ras means the product of the cow, which is also a very tasty. They have put on the top of me. It is too much. I am Ras Raj. Why they are putting on me? Let me throw them all down. So this was Krishna's mood. Well, byproduct is the Saktasur, which entered into the cart, needs to be delivered by Krishna. This is all merciful Krishna. So he has done this as a child play. But when Saktasur, this big cart, I think the measurement of cart is given by Acharyas, the huge cart. So big sound, everybody was gathered there. And there was, Yashoda Maya told this small coward boys, watch, if baby cries, call me. So when the card was broken, they asked those small babies, who broke the card? And what these small babies, coward boys, they said, Krishna, he. Nobody believed them. Nobody believed them. Somehow they made the cart to again reassemble, and Yashoda Maya took the Krishna on her lap and started feeding breast milk. And Nanda Baba invited the Brahmins to do the Swasti Vachan. Swasti Vachan, Swasti means auspiciousness, Vachan means reciting the Vedic mantra for the auspiciousness of a baby. Well, Brahmins we can invite and they can do auspicious thing, but we have to feed the Brahmins. When the Brahmins are fed properly and given dakshina, then from their heart blessings comes. That's what actually is a Vedic system. So Nanda Baba, well, they did the abhishek of the baby Krishna. Then some yajna performed by Brahmins. And yesterday you all heard and discussed the qualities of a Brahmins which were invited there. They were not ordinary, you know, so-called Brahmins, but they are very expert with vipra, vedagya, mantragya, karma nishtam. They were wonderful Brahmins and they were giving, they were fed very sumptuously. And they were given, today they are getting their dakshina. So the puja and swasti vachan is over. Now if one verse I have to read, 16 and then 17 we'll read together. Gava sarva gunae gunopeta. Gava sarva gunopeta. Vasa sragarukma malini. Atmaja abhyodya arthaya. Pradatte chana vayanjitta. Gavaha, cows. Sarva guna upeta. Sarva means all, guna means good qualities, upeta means they were having. It means they were young, they have just newly born calf, and they have abundance of milk, they are healthy. So this is the cow guna peta. It means cows with wonderful characteristics of a best cow. Then Vasa, they were covered with the silk cloth with embroidery. Sarka means flower garlands, wonderful around their neck. Rukma Malinaha, Rukma means gold, and they were ornamented with the gold chains in their, golden chains in their neck of the cows. Even it's not here, other places the tail, in the hairs of the tail they put the wonderful jewels. It's called Alankrita. And they also gave the wonderful silver pot to milk the cow and a rope. All this thing which is needed for milking the cow, they were given in charity to the Brahmanas. Why? The next part of the verse, first part of the verse is qualities of the cow and how decorated the cows were given. The second half of the verses speak why this charity is given. The charity is given Atmaja. Atmaja means son. It means for the Krishna, baby Krishna. For what baby Krishna? Abhyaudhyaya Artha. Abhyaudhyaya Artha, Srila Prabhupada writes, for the purpose of his son's affluence. It means my baby should be healthy, always happy, prosper. So with this in mind, for the all good of Krishna, Nanda Baba gave this charity. So Atmaja Abhyaudya Artha Pradatta, he gave. Te, now Te means those Brahmins, when they received. When they received Cha Anu Vyanjita. Cha Anu Vyanjita means when they received, they from their heart bless the child and whole family. Thus the word Srila Prabhupada accepted them, and when they accepted them from heart, actually they blessed the baby and the whole family. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes. The translation of this verse, Nanda Maharaj, for the sake of affluence of his own son, Krishna's own son. Why Prabhupada put the word own with the son? He said, his own son, his son is not enough. Own son, actually, when Srila Prabhupada is writing the word own, Srila Prabhupada is thinking Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna as in Nandanandan and Yashodanandan, who appears one in a day of Brahma in a seventh Manvantar and 28th Chatur Yuga. So he's, Srila Prabhupada is specifically putting own son. Why is he not saying son? Own son means don't think that he is the son brought by the Vasudev, but he's his own son. So the word own itself is a very significant in Srila Prabhupada's writing. Gave Brahman cow fully decorated with garments, flower garlands and golden necklaces. This cow, fully qualified to give ample milk, were given to the Brahman in charity. Usually it is called Dakshina. Brahmans are given Dakshina, poors are given charity. Charity is for poors. This donation box is not donation box where we put. It's called pranami. It's called pranami box. Means when we pay obeisance, it is the obligation we should offer something to the Lord. It's called pranami. In a technical, this something which is in front of the Lord is called pranami. Technical is called pranami. To offer the gift to the Lord. And when we put something, there is some sound. Usually it was coin early days. Lord used to say, who is there? Anyway, somebody came. Okay, bless him. If you do this, then you will get that. This is what the whole process is. If you offer obeisance, you must put something. Is make a rule. Paying obeisance, putting something. Even one penny, no problem. Krishna is not hungry. He only sees that are we following the code? So it's called pranami. So no, generally it's called Brahman is given dakshina. Supreme Lord is given pranami. And the beggars are given charity. So Lord is not poor, does he is asking any donation? No, it's a pranami. So Brahmans were given all this. And the Brahman accepted them, bestowed blessing upon the whole family, and especially upon Sri Krishna, upon Krishna. So blessing is coming when? Blessing from the heart of Brahman is coming when? Sumptuously fed and dakshina is given. And Bhagavad Gita said, adakshina yajna, any yajna, any sacrifice without dakshina is not complete. So dakshina is included. So Srila Prabhupada has only three lines. Nanda Maharaj first fed the Brahman sumptuously and then gave them in charity first class cow fully decorated with golden necklaces, garments and flower garlands. So first fed and then given charity, dakshina. But one in English, for dakshina is also charity, so it is charity. Now we are reading the next verse, which is on the board for all us to recite. Vipra mantra vido yuktas. Tairya proktas tathashishah. Tanishpala bhavishyanti. Na kadachidapi sputtam. So the first line are the qualification of the Brahmana. Three words, Vipra. Brahman, when he knows all the Veda, he is called Vipra. Brahmans who knows the all Veda is called Vipra. So they are very learned Brahmans, which means Vipra. Mantra Vida, it means they were knowing the mantra. Knowing the mantra is not that pronunciation. They have chanted the mantra and they have perfected the mantra. Mantra Vida. There is a certain number of the mantra when they chant, then the mantra become perfect. This is called Mantra Vida. Some rishis are called, why they are called mantra rishi. Every mantra has a rishi because they perfect that mantra. So the Brahmins were highly qualified and learned, and they were well mantra vidha. They were knowing the chanting of the mantras perfectly, which they have perfected. And Yukta Srila Prabhupada writes, Vipra, the Brahmanas. Say Vipra. Say Vipra. Brahmana. Mantra Vida. Completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns. Yuktaha. Perfect mystic yogis. Taira. By them. Yaha. Whatever. Prokta. Was spoken. Tatha, become just so. Asishaha, all the blessing. Taha, such words. Nishphalaha, useless, without fruit. Bhavishyanti na, never will become. Kadachid, at any time. Ape, indeed, sputam, always factual as it is. So the first line is the qualities of the Brahmins which were invited for feast and swasti vachan, and they were given the cows in dakshina. So there are three qualities of the Brahmana. They are well versed in a Vedic knowledge, vipra. They were expert in chanting the Vedic mantra in a proper tone and proper meter and everything. And number three, they were yukta. And yukta, Srila Prabhupada translated yukta as mystic yogis. It means they have mystic yogis, yukta. Generally, yukta and yog both are same thing. Yog and yukta, both word has the same meaning. They are connected with God. They are connected with God by their practices. Now the next line says, "Tair yah prokta tatha asisha." When they give some blessing, when they give, prokta means when they speak, when they give some blessing. The third line says, "Nishphala na bhavishyanti." It never goes in vain. It is always fruitful. And then, kadachit api sputam. Whatever they say, the words become factual. So these are the qualities of the Brahmins which were fed by Nanda Baba, and those Brahmins were given the charity of the cows. And this is the qualification of these Brahmins. The translator Srila Prabhupada writes, the Brahmins who were completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns were all yogis fully equipped with mystic powers. Whatever blessing they spoke were certainly never fruitless. This verse came after the verse 16 because Nanda Baba invited Brahman, gave them charity, fed them sumptuously because he wanted Atmaja Abhyuda Utha Artha, because he wanted the blessing for his child. So these Brahmins are qualified to do that. Srila Prabhupada's purpose says, Brahmins fully equipped with the Brahminical qualification are always yogis fully powerful in mystic yoga. The Brahmins fully equipped with Brahminical qualifications. So what are the Brahminical qualifications? Samadama, what is in the Bhagavad Gita? Samadama. Tapas, saucham, marjvam, sadhana, avivacha, and jnana, vijnana, astikyam, brahmakaram, svabhavajam. So these are the qualification of a brahmana. What other qualification of a brahmana? Yagya, yagya, patan, patan, dana, pratigrana. Six things. Shat karam vipuno, nipuno brahmana. Vipra, these qualification of Brahmana. And what are the Mantra Tantra Visharda. That is a Mantra Vida. So in our Krishna consciousness, what are the qualification of Brahmanas? Prabhupada gave the Brahman initiation practically to the devotees to bring them in mode of goodness, specifically for the worship of the deities, for studying the scripture and preaching. The three main goals for the Brahmins. And Prabhupada thought the whole world, the only Brahman is lacking. The whole society is without Brahmins. This was Prabhupada's observation. The people are there, maybe born Brahman, but no qualified Brahmins. He said, we will train the qualified Brahmins. This was Prabhupada's mission of establishing ISKCON, to train qualified Brahman. They are always yogi, fully powerful in mystic yoga. How is that? Are our Brahmins fully powerful in a mystic yoga? How they are fully powerful? They are always Yogi is fully powerful in mystic yoga. They are bhakti yogis. And all these siddhis and even the liberation is standing behind the devotees with folded arms as a mad servant. This is what Below Mangal Thakur says. The pure devotees have all the perfection, siddhis, mukti is standing behind with the folded hands. How can we serve you? But devotees say, I don't want you. So devotees have all these things at his hand, but he never used that. This is most important. It's not that people don't, the devotees don't have all these mystic siddhis. No, they have. They have means they don't want them. Who is the example? The siddhis came to him and he did not accept. In Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev, all the mystic perfection came with a folded hand and said, please accept us. He said, no, I don't want. Why? Because this will make me proud and I will not be fixed in my devotion. So siddhis are available to the devotees. It's not that devotees are not having perfections. Devotee says something and it happens, really speaking. Prabhupada said something and it happened. And what Prabhupada said is happening is still now. So the devotees have siddhis. Don't think we are not having, don't make another effort to do the yoga to make siddhis. Siddhis are available freely to the devotees, but they never use this. Then Srila Prabhupada said, their words never fail. When they say something, that's all true. In every transaction with the other members of the society, Brahmins are certainly dependable. What Srila Prabhupada wants to say is, the whole society depends upon Brahmanas for guidance, for purification, for sanskara, for education. So the whole society is dependable. Brahmins are dependable, means they are trustworthy. They are the only guiding principle in the society. So this was actually, the whole ISKCON Prabhupada's mood was to train the people as the Brahmanas, because that is most dependable. In this age now, Prabhupada, in this age, however, one must take into account that the Brahmins are uncertain, means they are not dependable. Why? They are uncertain in their qualification because they don't have a qualification. So Brahmins are, society is not getting complete benefit of the Brahmanas. Because there are no Yajnik Brahmana. Now Prabhupada is saying there is no Yajnik Brahmana. Brahman is called Yajnik, is called Agnihotri Brahmana. He is doing everyday Yajna. The Brahman's business is to do Yajna Yajna. Every day do perform Yajna on his own. So since there is no Yajnik Brahmans, that perfection, that comes perfection by performing the Yajna. And therefore Srila Prabhupada writes, why they are not Yajnik Brahmana? Because the Yajna is not a process of this Yuga. Yajna was in Treta Yuga. So how the Brahman will perform Yajna and get perfection? Yajna and get perfection. So in Kali Yuga it's not possible to get perfection by any yajna. Because yajna is not a process of this yuga. Then Srila Prabhupada gives the solution. The only yajna recommended in this age is Sankirtan yajna. The only yajna recommended in this age is Sankirtan yajna. And then Srila Prabhupada, when he's saying that, then he's quoting Bhagavatam. Yajnai Sankirtan Prayer Yajanti Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa, Medha, Medha means intelligent. And Sumedhasa means extremely intelligent people will Yagna Sankart Praya Yajanti. Praya means Praya word. Every day we are chanting the glories of Bhagavatam. Praya Nasht Prayesha. Praya means almost. It's like 90%. So who will do the Sankirtan Yajna? 90% are highly Sumedhasa, highly intelligent. It's not ordinary people can do Sankirtan Yajna. Kunti Maharani says, those who have the four material opulence, which are the disqualification, they can never feelingly call Govinda, Gopinath. They will never chant Hare Krishna feelingly. And what are these four? Shriya, Janma, Aishwarya, Shri, and Janam Aishwashri and wealth. Four things. They never feelingly chant. Srila Prabhupada in that purport writes, chanting is all while everybody is chanting, but there is a difference in quality of chanting. Feelingly chanting is different. So they can never feelingly chant. So Sankirtan movement is only for Sumedhasa. Srila Prabhupada actually in his preaching has taken the cream from the society and from the top. Our Bhakti Madhurya Maharaj used to say, Srila Prabhupada actually he took the cream from the top of the society. He collected the cream. Not ordinary people they. And the Sankirtan movement has, I say, Hare Krishna explosion, has a full book written on that, Hare Krishna explosion. So powerful, this yajna is so powerful in itself. So Srila Prabhupada writes, yajna is meant to satisfy Vishnu. The purpose of yajna is, why the Brahmins are powerful, why they get mystic power? Because they pleased Lord Vishnu. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes the famous often quoted verse from Bhagavad Gita, Yajyarthat karmano anyatha karma bandhana. You cannot stop working, but work for Krishna. Work to please Krishna. So therefore, this is a general one saying, always remember, when we start working, before starting working, before doing anything, we have to say Krishna Priti Arthe, Hari Guru Vaishnava Priti Arthe, then it is bhakti. Before starting the work, if it is offered to Krishna by saying it is for the pleasure of Krishna, it is pleasure of Hari Guru and Krishna, Hari Guru Vaishnava, then it is bhakti. We do work and then offer to Krishna, it is not bhakti. This is the subtle difference between the Nishkama Karma Yoga and the pure devotion. So when Prahlad Maharaj says Navada Bhakti, he says first offer and then do. So when we start our day, we say we are starting our day for the pleasure of Hari Guru Vaishnava. For Guru Krishna and Vaishnava's pleasure, we will do whatever we do, it should be aimed to please Krishna. So work should be done to please Krishna. And Krishna, how we can please Krishna? By pleasing the spiritual master. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Vaishnava, pleasure of Vaishnava. Krishna is pleased by the pleasure of his devotees. So that is most important. All work should be focused on pleasing Krishna. Now we should really do inside. Are we doing anything to please Krishna? Anything can be done to please Krishna. Arjun was killing the people to please Krishna. What Arjun was doing and pleasing Krishna? Shooting arrows. So anything you can do to please Krishna. Shubha shubha kale phalera, shubha shubha phalera, moksha karma bandhana. If they are offered to Krishna, then there is nothing inauspicious. So one thing we should definitely focus, that every day we start, we said what we will do today, it should be for the pleasure of Hari Guru Vaishnava. If we make this a habit, then one day it becomes our action. Because we have to start like a habit. If we start saying this, one day we will be able to do it perfectly. Whatever we are doing, it is just for pleasure of Krishna. Hari Guru Vaishnava Preeti Arthe. And in the night when we finish, we say, whatever we have done for your pleasure, we are offering it to Hare Krishna Arpanamastu. We are offering to Krishna. So sleep peacefully, no burden for next day. We started for pleasure of Krishna and we offered it to Krishna, we are free to sleep peacefully. Don't take burden on your head anymore. Just make this a simple habit. First practice, then it become habit, and then it become action. And when it become action, then it become perfect. So we have to start like this. So Srila Prabhupada writes, because in this age there is no qualified Brahmana, people should perform yajna by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And then Srila Prabhupada quoting the same verse again. Yajna hi sankirtan prahe yajanti swa medasa. So Krishna Prabhupada is quoting this verse again after three lines. What actually implied is, this verse actually is pointing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the part of the verse. What is the first part of the verse? Krishna Varnam Tvesha Krishna. So the last part is Sankirtan Yajna. So what Srila Prabhupada is actually repeating is, until unless we follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this yajna is to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Bhagavad Gita says, the work should be done to please Krishna. So yajna should be done to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But who will chant? Sumedasa. Those who are extremely enlightened and intelligent. They can feelingly chant Hare Krishna. And how long we should chant Hare Krishna? Kirtha Kirtanya Sada Hari. How long? Sada, forever. This is yajna will continue forever. I think other day we were discussing asakrad means, sakrad means only one. But asakrad means continuously. And when that was the word asakrad, Srila Prabhupada has quoted this verse, Kirtanya Sadahari. This earth should continue, this yajna should continue eternally, continuously, at least for Kali Yuga. And Bhagavad Gita also, satatam kirtana yanto. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, you are doing kirtan, 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 where is in Bhagavad Gita kirtan? Somebody asked this question, Prabhupada said, yes. Satatam kirtan yanto maam yatatam se dhadvarta. Satatam, always doing kirtan. And who are they doing kirtan actually? Mahatmanastumam parat devim prakritim ashrita. These are the great soul who are under the protection of internal potency. So actually sumedhasa are those who are blessed by internal potency. They can only chant feelingly Hare Krishna. And they can transform the whole world. The Sankirtan movement of Srila Prabhupada has revolutionized the whole world. A big revolution came in the dull brain of the modern Kali Yuga society. This has brought the revolution. And who were doing this? How they were powerful? You see the Srila Prabhupada's Brahmins for 3, 4, 5, 6 months even in a movement, they were so, whatever they said, it happened. Shyam Sundar went on Prabhupada's instruction to go to George Harrison They give donation of Krishna book. Whatever is said, and it happened. What it says factually, it happens. When Brahman asks somebody, it happens. All this happened. So many accomplishments, all the devotees. How is all that happened? Because they were qualified Brahmins. So this happened. It's not that this is some bygone days. The Sankirtan movement, how many hours? The early devotees used to do at least more than 6 hours, 4, 6, 8 hours Sankirtan a day on the streets. That has actually changed the face of the world. Srila Prabhupada said, if we preach like Sankirtan movement, then we can stop the on march of Kali Yuga. Even 10% people take to this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there will be more peaceful and prospect of this world. And we can avoid the war and other things. So what actually we have to do is introduce this Sankirtan movement enthusiastically and with full force. This is most important yajna for this age. And this is only the way to preach to the people who are not from the Vedic tradition. This is only the way to preach to the people who are not from Sanatan Vedic Varnashram culture. Because they walk in the street with open ears. And when chant Hare Krishna, it will go in their ear. You go to them and give Gita, they will not take. You tell them Hare Krishna, they will not chant. But when you chant in the street, it will go in their ear. This is the only way actually to benefit them. And this is the process which Mahaprabhu started, inaugurated, and Srila Prabhupada actually instituted in the Western world. And where it worked actually, it worked. It has changed the world, the heart of the people. So this Sankirtan, forcefully we have to do if we are Sumedhasa. If we are not doing, it means our Medha, our intelligence, is a little dulled down. This one kartal take in a hand and just go on a street and start doing kirtan. See the change. It works. Everything you will accomplish by Sankirtan. Everything. Prabhupada said, when you do kirtan and Krishna will, then everything will be available. Early days in Boston temple, in those days, one devotee used to work outside and he used to earn money, and the temple was maintained by that, and other five devotees, they used to stay in a temple. So very simple devotee, Nanda Kumar, he said, Prabhupada said, do Sankirtan, everything will be provided. So he said, why not we do Sankirtan? They went on the street, they started doing Sankirtan. And after Sankirtan, they had a conch shell. They were blowing conch shell, doing Sankirtan, people coming. Then just they turned this conch shell upside down. People used to put some coins in that. And they saw at the end of the day, there were some $8-$10. And that was enough for a day's. Oh, I see, it's good, it works. Prabhupada said Sankirtan is working. Next day they went again for Sankirtan, they got $14. Next day they went for the Sankirtan, they got more. Now they have a firm faith. Sankirtan can provide everything. These are early days, like 60s. And our Padyatra, till today, only by Sankirtan is maintained. Some 30, 40 devotees, 4 bulls, tractor, everything is maintained simply by Sankirtan. Harinam and book distribution. They are still maintaining, and they are also making something for the retired Sankirtan devotees, some place to live. So Sankirtan is so powerful. That's what, again, probably the Brahmins, who are the Brahmins in a modern age? Those who are doing Sankirtan. And what is Sankirtan? This Prabhupada again and again saying this Sankirtan is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan. Bhagavatam is Sankirtan. Bhagavad Gita is Sankirtan. Deity worship is Sankirtan. Because this all attracts everybody towards Krishna. But of all the kirtans, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Nama Kirtan is most powerful. Of all the kirtans, The Nama Kirtan is most powerful. So Srila Prabhupada writes, we are just finishing. The life is meant for yajna. The life is meant for yajna. It means if we are loving, or if we are living, then we should do yajna. And what yajna? Chant Hare Krishna. Living, then do. Dead, then no need. So anybody who is living should do yajna, means do kirtan. And yajna is performed by chanting of, Srila Prabhupada writes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the process. So a simple process, but only Sumedhsa can do. Now we have to think, really, we are Sumedhsa, are we interested in doing Sankirtan? And what we started in the beginning of the class, the Brahmins were fed sumptuously, then given charity, and then they give Ashirvad. And they give Ashirvad because they are qualified, they have done the yajna. So if we do yajna, then we will get everything. I'm just remembering this story. The Maharaj of Jaipur, he used to invite always qualified Brahman to yajna every day. And in a yajna, they used to have a sweet rice with condensed milk, with all dry fruit and saffron and everything. And they were supposed to put all, say, 1 kilo, 2 kilo, that into the yajna swaha. This yajna was going like that. Brahmins every day doing yajna, but their sweet wise rice was so actually tempting for them that we have to taste this, but there's nothing left. One day what they did is, 2 spoons they put in a swaha, and then rest all ate, they ate among themselves. Maharaj got a dream in a night. Maharaj of Jaipur, he got a dream. He said, today your yajna was perfect. So next day he called all the Brahmins. Say, how did you do yajna yesterday? They thought, my God, he must be knowing. Because king has all the secret spy everywhere. They must have seen we have ate. If we tell lie, then we will be doubly punished for lie also. They with folded hands said, Maharaj, we bless you. Yesterday, we could not resist. We ate almost, after putting couple spoon in a yajna, we ate all the sweet rice. Maharaj said, that is the best yajna. Lord told me, from today you will get double quality. Double sweet rice. One for yajna, one for you. So Brahmins are fed sumptuously, then definitely Lord is pleased. And Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, Brahman's business is to eat on behalf of Krishna, but he must speak on behalf of Krishna as well. If he speak about Krishna, then he has to eat on behalf of Krishna. So generally, Supreme Lord is offered anything either through yajna or through brahmanas. There are only 2 ways, yajna or brahman. So yajna is no more in a Kali Yuga. So only brahmana can accept. And that yajna which we perform, our dear Kurma Rupa Prabhu, when he was in this Gurukul teaching, he took the Gurukul students. They were going in a summer towards Himalaya. They were in Dehradun. He said, well, where we can feed these students? But there are 30 brahmacharis, where we can feed? How can we do that? Then he said, let us do Sankirtan. He took these Gurukul students, they were doing the Sankirtan in the street. Almost 5-10 people came, we are your life member, please come to our house and take prasad here. And Kurumarupa said, at least for a couple of days they invited us and we took prasad and they arranged everything for us. Nothing to do, simply do Sankirtan, all problems will be solved. This bell is saying yes. So do it. Hare Krishna. when I'm remembering Kuruma Rupa's, he was bringing two computers from Hong Kong or Thailand for Gurukul. And custom officer asked him, declare, he said, declare it boldly, my devotee never perish. He said, declare something? He said, I said, declare it boldly, my devotee never perish. And he said, this is Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Kurumaru said, yes. He said, go. So he said, never ask me about the two computers. At that time, only one computer was. He said, I told, declare it boldly, my devotee never perish. So this is giving charity and feeding Brahmins. Those Brahmins who are doing Sankirtan is a perfection of what? Yajna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Kiji. Any question or comment? Sadhu.
It's a matter of faith that you have faith that Krishna will provide. We're hearing that by going on Sankirtan or doing the book distribution, doing the Sankirtan Yajna, everything will be provided. But you still need faith to do that. You know, you think, well, maybe I should go out and work instead. Maybe it will not come.
Faith, devotion is start with faith and devotion is complete with faith. All the 12 chapter of Bhagavad Gita start with Shardha and ends with Shardhana Mat Parma Bhaktaste Ati Me Priya. So faith is most important. And our faith is like our Panchatattva. I think once I told this, Srivas was a grasta not doing anything and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how will you maintain your family? He said, Krishna, he has a faith. Say, if no, he don't give. He said, anyway, I will fast. What is the problem? Next day, no problem. Then Mahaprabhu said, even Lakshmi can be beggar, which is not possible, but you can have never scarcity of anything. So really speaking, we have seen personally in our life, you know, traveling, and everything is provided, always. Simply we have to be. And Prabhupada has two wonderful purports, one in Bhagavad Gita and one in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam 10th canto, 2nd chapter, Srila Prabhupada writes, we have hundreds of devotees having no fixed income and job, but opulently maintained by Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter 58 verse, I think Prabhupada writes, those who are serving Krishna 24 hours, Krishna become their intimate friend. Then Prabhupada writes, Krishna become intimate friend. He look after their comfort. Prabhupada doesn't write needs. He said comfort. He look after the comfort of his devotee. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, and he gave himself to the devotee. Krishna give himself to the devotee. So Krishna is looking after the comfort of the devotees. Prabhupada writes this as a personal realization. That how Krishna has given all the comforts everywhere, provided we have a firm faith. You are right, faith is most important ingredient. We have faith, Krishna will provide, then definitely we do Sankirtan, we do book, all this, book distribution also Sankirtan. Sankirtan has two wings, Prabhupada used to say, book distribution and Harinam. So our movement is like Sankirtan, this is two, and congregation is one aspect, and deity worship is a third aspect. Hare Krishna. So we will start doing Kirtan, we will get everything, sure. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.